This update is brought to you by More Motor Sales of Caro, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 59 years. Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. The 2023 growing season produced a bumper crop for some area wheat farmers who took honors for top-yielding wheat crops. The growers were honored during the Michigan Wheat Yield Contest, with two of them receiving high honors in the National Wheat Yield Contest as well. Those who were recognized for taking top wheat production were Randy Eschenberg, Eschenberg Farms in Almont Township, whose crop produced 169.8 bushels per acre. Second place honors went to Jeff Crone of Crone Acres in Huron County, whose crop produced 167.1 bushels per acre. Taking third place was Dave Milligan of Milligan Farms in Tuscola County, that produced 136.3 bushels per acre. The winners in the dryland soft red winter wheat crop production were Dwight Bartle of Bartle Farms in Sanilac County, whose crop produced 137.4 bushels per acre, and Nancy Bartle with Bartle Farms in Sanilac County had a crop that produced 139.6 bushels per acre. When a Michigan wheat farmer enters the NWF contest, he or she is automatically entered into the Michigan Wheat Program Yield Competition. Eschenberg's crop production also earned him second place in the national competition. According to Michigan State University, producers are feeling confident about this year's wheat crop as well. The deadline to enter this year's winter wheat crop is May 15th. For more information or to enter the competition, go to the website www.yieldcontest. Michigan residents can breathe a sigh of relief as gas prices see a welcome drop this month. AAA reports a significant 11-cent decrease from last week, with regular unleaded now averaging $3.60 per gallon. According to AAA spokesperson Adrian Woodland, factors like reduced demand and increased supply are contributing to this decline, with potential for further decreases in the weeks ahead. Jackson emerges as the front-runner with the highest average gas price at $3.74 per gallon. Conversely, Lapeer and Sanilac counties are leading the charge for affordability, boasting the cheapest gas prices not only in the Thumb, but also statewide, with a gallon of unleaded gasoline priced at $3.53. Tuscola County follows closely at $3.56, with Huron County trailing at $3.68 per gallon. It's essential to note that these figures reflect a generalized combination of all gas stations within each county, with variations likely to occur based on specific city or village pump prices. As Michiganders navigate these fluctuations, staying informed about local gas prices and implementing fuel-saving strategies can help ease the strain on wallets. And we will be right back with more news for you at WLEW and WHST right after this.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Mike from the used department at More Motor Sales.
And this is Dawn Foote from the new car sales.
Hey, Dawn, we got some great deals going this month. You want to hear what they are?
I do.
This month, on select vehicles, we're giving $3,500 more than what your car is worth.
Mike, why would we do such a thing?
Actually, we won't. We will give you fair market value on whatever you're looking at. And you know why we're not going to give you that much money over what your trade is worth?
Because that's not possible.
It is not possible, and it's not true. What will we do for the first 10 people through the door?
We will treat them just like the next 10,000 people.
So we're not going to do a special deal for the first 10?
No, why would we do something like that? We treat every customer the same.
So if you want a dealer who won't pressure you to race down here for false promises, but merely to get treated fairly and honestly, come down to More Motor Sales in Carroll, Michigan, and see me, Mike.
And me, Dawn Foote.
For the real deal. More Motors.
More Motor Sales, just west of Carroll on M81. Come see why your friends and neighbors have been making the drive to Carroll for more than 59 years.
The judge presiding over Donald Trump's New York hush money trial has fined him $1,000 for violating his gag order and has sternly warned the former president that additional violation could result in jail time. The fine marks the second sanction for Trump for inflammatory comments about witnesses since the start of the trial last month. Trump was fined $9,000 last week for 9 violations. Judge Juan M. Merchan warned that additional gag order violations could potentially result in jail time, though he said that was the last thing he wants to do. Trump denies any wrongdoing related to the 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. The Biden campaign and top Democrats are wrestling with how best to use artificial intelligence, exposing the party's anxiety over falling behind Republicans in the race to deploy technology that could transform the future of elections. Democratic strategists say they are nevertheless treading carefully in embracing tools that disinformation experts warn could pose a threat to democracy. So far, they say, AI is primarily helping them find and motivate voters and to better identify and defeat disinformation. That has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net. And once again, this update has been brought to you by More Motor Sales of Caro, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 59 years. And here at the station in Bad Axe, the temperature is 58 degrees. Wind speeds are from the northeast at 6 miles per hour, and the humidity is at 44%.